Good morning. It's 7:20 a.m. on August the 5th, 2017. It's a Saturday morning, which is why I have a garbage truck go by it. 7:20 a.m. is a little bit odd. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. That was the sound of that started the podcast this morning. It was a garbage truck. Well, I hope that's not the official theme for today's walk and talk. I don't know what today's theme for the walk and talk is going to be. I did manage to do my writing ritual twice yesterday. I didn't get very many words, but at least I exercise the ritual. It's difficult because, you know, it's like, you write 10,000 words a day. Whoa! Yeah, I haven't done that in a long time. And I haven't had a story grab me and drag me along really quite the same way in a long time. I think it's one of the problems with having written so many books is that I don't want to write the same book. And so it's like, okay, well, how do I tell a story using these characters? It's not the same story, not the same book, not the same arc, not the same story. It's a little difficult with Natalia and Zoe because that's... I'm writing stories in the gap between third mate and captain in the Ishmael Wong series. So right now we're writing in the gap. We're writing in these invisible years. And I'm writing in these, in the setting that is relatively new to me. Even though I've been thinking about it for a very long time, actually getting down and digging in the dirt is a little bit challenging. Picasso's quote haunted me all day yesterday. In order to find out what you're going to draw, in order to learn what you're going to draw, you have to begin drawing. And there's so much to my process where that really does apply, where my walking around and thinking about it, and my walking around and talking about it, doesn't have the same draw as sitting down and sinking into the story like a warm bath. So far all I'm getting is a shower. I did pick up the sample for Rachel Aaron's book, 2K to 10K. And there's a lot of stuff in there that I think is valid in terms of time and enthusiasm. But my problem has to do with the pre-writing. Because the pre-writing is really the key, I think. Now the time, how much time you spend, when you spend it, I think there's some validity there. There's stuff I can use there. She noted that the longer she writes, the faster she wrote. And there's a certain sense of that where, yeah, if you write 3 hours out of whack, you write 4 hours out of whack. First hour is going to be a little sluggish. First 5 minutes are going to be horrible. But the first hour is going to be more sluggish as you sort of acclimate your brain to the happening on the page, as you become more deeply immersed in the story that's playing in your head. And time of day matters. I believe that my best, most productive hours are in the morning. But the reality is, if I start writing at like 9 o'clock at night, and I don't, you know, I can keep myself awake, I don't take my medications that knock me out, I can write for a couple hours and get 3,000 words maybe. And part of that is that it's quiet. Everybody in the house has begun to settle down. Even the cats have begun to settle down. There's no chance that I'm going to get interrupted for an emergency trip to the grocery store or to somewhere. Not going to be a kid who needs a ride someplace. So I can sort of settle in. I can sort of focus. I can look forward to uninterrupted work time. This morning, like 9 to 11 is one of my ritual hours, one of my sacred time slots. And 1 to 3 is the other one. But like this morning, I'm not going to be able to work 9 to 11. Same garbage truck. Maybe it is going to be a theme. So I'm not going to be able to work 9 to 11 this morning because I've got to get a kid up at 9:30. I'm probably going to have to feed her. They're going to have to feed me when I get home. I'm going to need second breakfast. So I'll probably wait until like 9, which should be my writing time. It's going to work out to be breakfast time. And by the time I get back, it's not going to be, I'm not going to have a great deal of time between getting back, getting the post up, getting settled. I might try to do a little hour's worth anyway, just to get an hour's in. But one of the things that I noticed, we did, Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers does this thing called Novelrama, which I think 2 or 3 times over the course of the year, we have a weekend where we're going to do 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days of writing, and we're going to do 50,000 words. The first couple of times I did this easily. It was like, not 50,000 words, 25,000 words. The first couple of times I did it pretty easily. First time was a little sketchy. I just barely made the 25,000. Second time I made 27. Last time, we just did a couple weeks ago. I think I got like 2,500, not 25,000. What I noticed when I was working Novelrama, when I was doing the big counts per day, 7,000 words a day, I noticed that if I managed to get up and get writing before I did anything else, then I would get a 1,000 words, 2,000 words before I had to make the walk, before I came out to do the talk. Now to do that, I have to get up early. I have to get up at like 4 o'clock. Particularly this time of year, where if I wait until 8, the temperature is just too much. It's just unbearable. Okay, here's the lady with the ponytail. I went by the poodle man a little earlier. Good morning. I don't see her very often. She always seems so chipper. So if I'm going to do it this time of year, I have to wait. I have to get up really early. So I have time to wake up a little bit. So I have time to get some coffee, like get something to eat. Say it with me. Monk post. This morning I slept till almost 5. And then I didn't get out until 7. I was planning to get out at 6, but then got sidetracked. But I was hoping to get out at sunrise. Today's going to be another hot day. It's going to be another... Well, it's not going to be into the 3 digits, but it's going to be into the 90s today. Luckily, there's still a fair amount of clouds. I'm not being burled alive on the sidewalk. Of course, it's only 7:30, so it's not terrible yet. It's still a nice breeze. Water. So the thing about the rituals, think about any ritual. You think about it as a habit, okay, think of it as a habit, think of it as... Think of it any way you want to, right? I'm going to use the word ritual. Because there's a certain ritualistic, you can do the same things in the same order to help your mind transition from one activity to another. And so part of the secret, there's no secret because I talked about it every morning here for 3 months, but part of the technique that I use to get the weight down, to get the glucose down, to get the diet under control, to get all of the things that had to come together relatively quickly in order for me to have achieved the goal, which was managing my diabetes through diet and exercise alone. And really, what happened was that it became a ritual. It became... a transition. So when I transitioned to making a meal, there was some things that I did. From the beginning I peeled a carrot. Well, later I just said, nah, screw this. I washed a carrot. I got a good scrub brush and scrubbed the carrot down good, and then just chunked it up into pieces I could nibble on while I was eating to cut down on snacking off the board. A habit which has unfortunately come back a little bit too vigorously. I need to get back to my carrot ritual. It's a meditation ritual where I would go to my meditation room and I would adjust the lighting and plug in the phone and bring up the application and do my push-ups and do my leg lifts and do my weights and then settle in and open the app and start meditation. It should run for 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes. So there's 15-minute periods through the day where I would go for 15 minutes. I would be in a kind of sacred space. I would be in a kind of ritual space. I hope that lady's found her cat. There's been a lady looking for a lost cat. We lost our cat a month ago. We finally did get him back, but it was some tense times. And I mentioned because I just walked past another one of her missing cat posters on the phone post. So they weren't always when I began almost 4 months ago now. When I began, the rituals weren't easy. They weren't smooth. The transitions were not painless. They're kind of tedious. But over time, they become smoother. So what I'm hoping is that the writing ritual, if I keep exercising, if I'm still diligent about triggering the ritual and at least going through the motions for the ritual, fake it till you make it is advice from my therapist. Like you may not feel, it's a technique for dealing with depression. It's a technique for dealing with not ADHD, because ADHD is a completely different kind of thing, but noticing isn't that odd? The spiky white, the white spiky poppy is, I did find a plant, but it's got no flowers on it today. So noticing when depression is starting to build, and noticing it largely because you discover that you're not doing the kinds of things that you normally do, because why? You just aren't motivated to do the things that make you feel good. You're not sleeping, you're not eating, you didn't take a bath, everything is gray, nothing tastes right, nothing, or maybe yeah, nothing tastes right, so you eat everything trying to find the thing that makes a difference, and you can't do it because it's not the food, it's your brain. And in a certain sense, writing is like that. It's like, if I'm not writing, I'm not doing something that makes me feel good, because there are a few things that make me feel better than writing. So what she says is fake it till you make it. So you know if you get a good night's sleep, you'll feel better. So even though you don't really want to get a good night's sleep, go to bed early. Get up late. Take a nap. Take a bath. Change your clothes. Get a haircut. Do the things that you don't really want to do because you can't really see the point in them. But just do them anyway. Oh, that's tough. Sometimes it's really hard to do. Take a walk. Some days it's really hard to do, even with the podcast. But eventually, if I do take the walk, then I get to the point where I'm approaching the back gate. And I get to say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.